Remember the soup with what's his name? On E Network?
I'm trying to think of his name. It was on E too. I think it was on E too. His name was Joel McHale. Joel McHale. Yes, that's it, right?
Yes, I think so. I never watched Community,
the other one,
but I know he was on that too.
Garrick loves Community.
I also never watched The Soup, but I just remember.
Me neither.
The Soup came on after something that I was watching before.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Probably.
That's what you were watching.
And I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, The Soup.
You were a big Kardashian type. Yeah. You know, and so
actually, I was in a Kardashian household. You say that in jest.
I did say that in jest.
But like I grew up with a mother and sister who are like, oh,
you know what? That's fair because we all were Kardashian household at some point. Mm-hmm. Them bitches had a hold on us, unfortunately.
Last season, The Final Ride.
The Final Ride. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I was about to say, you do know they're in their last season. If you know the name of it, I'm about to be a little shook.
No, I have not still watched it. But it probably is really interesting right now because of the Kanye divorce.
It probably is very... I'm not going to watch it just because I'm not giving them bitches no money of mine.
We're decolonizing. That's, you know,
we're decolonizing the mind. You know what I mean?
You can't professor in politics and be watching season 22 of...
Period. Because my third eye is open. I haven't brushed my teeth with fluoride in forever, okay?
Oh my God.
My calcified...
Is that what I'm
saying? Y'all, we're in person today.
Yeah, this is the first.
This is the first time we're in person. We've actually done a podcast before, once, on my previous podcast. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah, we went to a studio.
We went to a studio.
Where you were? You used to work.
I did. I used to work there. We recorded at Attention. Period. That was years ago, and now here we are. Look at us.
Here we are.
With the fucking...
Still trucking.
Right. Equally as unsuccessful podcast, but it doesn't fucking matter.
You see me?
Okay? Ooh, speaking of, I have so many stats and stuff to share with you today, now that we're in person.
I have so much to tell you. We're building an empire.
We're building an empire, obviously. Yeah. Like, you're along for the ride.
It goes Rock Nation, Bad Boy, Universal Music Group, Black People of Family.
Period. Obviously.
You know?
Yeah.
We're top four, you know?
And if you don't know, now you know.
Okay.
Nigga. As they say.
As they say.
As the blacks say.
As Christopher Wallace said.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I should do the intro, which I have written down for the first time. So it's actually going to be good this time. I'm so excited.
Black People of Pavon was brought to you by Jordan and Tequila, as well as this bit of rosé that we're drinking.
Why is Jordan trying to take my introduction?
I'm sorry.
Why would you try to take my introduction from me? That's all I have, Jordan.
I'm excited to be here.
It's literally all I have.
It's that fresh Pacific Ocean air.
Pacific. I thought you were going to say fresh pussy.
What?
I thought you were going to say... I thought you were going to go with pussy. Before we started recording, Jordan was sound checking, saying pussy repeatedly.
No, okay.
He was.
You got to check your plosives. Pussy popping. Pussy popping. It's a good exercise.
Yeah.
To check your plosives.
Right. You always want to just be like peeking at peas. So you're like pussy popping.
For our audio editor, you need to know the highs and
lows. His name is Daniel. That's our man. You know what I mean? Thank you, Daniel. Yeah.
Pussy popping.
Pussy looking up, you know. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. I think there are many words that start with P, but pussy popping works too. If you would like that one, that's your business. Right. Okay, so. Black People Love Paramore, a podcast where we chat about the super random things large swaths of black people go up for, like Paramore, Cash App, or crab legs. I'm Sequoia.
And I'm Jordan.
And today we're going to talk about, drum roll please,
can you feel it?
The electric slide. It's electric. Okay. We're going to talk about the electric slide today because black people really love that shit.
Yeah.
And I thought, as researching for this episode, I thought so many things and my eyes were opened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get into it later. Right. But first, we're going to start with In My Defense. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Before we jump into In My Defense, I just want to applaud you and acknowledge your use of large swaths. Because every week we do a great job of avoiding saying that all black people like shit.
Period.
You know, because not all black people like shit.
Nah.
And also, this is deeply unscientific. So we're just skirting, you know, any sort of clamps you're going to try and put on us.
Right.
We're not going to get canceled. From
period.
So, right?
Right. Jordan's not.
I'm not going to get
canceled.
Sequoia might.
Right. I might.
Sequoia's saying all this stuff about chitlins. I
the chitlins took me out.
Reverend Jesse Jackson, if you're listening to this.
Fuck you. If you're listening to this, fuck off, bud.
That's crazy.
Okay.
I did not say that.
Fuck right on off, bud, if you're listening to this. But, okay, my in my defense this week is a renowned tastemaker in the white community, okay? Yes.
Okay, I mean, my interest is peaked.
Okay, you're peaked. You're peaked with a P. Okay, right. Peaking just like our audio. And that person is one Harold Styles. Wow. One Harry Styles. I have a magazine here. It's my roommate's magazine. She's white, y'all. It She's says, white.
This is a guide, the ultimate guide to Harry Styles.
She has a magazine. I don't even know what publication this came from. I know. What is but it? It says, the title of the magazine is The Ultimate Guide to Harry Styles. Okay? She's a fanatic. I put her on to Sir Harold.
Oh, you put her on?
I did. I put her on. I was like, yo, Harry Styles has this new album out. I thought you really like it. You should listen to it. She was like, I'm not going to like it. Bitch hadn't stopped talking about him since. Mm-hmm. Lost her mind. I think he's great. Very talented young man. I want to say deeply unproblematic, but I'm seeing lots of things about him queer baiting. Okay. So let's go ahead and acknowledge that. The queer baiting thing is something that is in the zeitgeist. I will let y'all make that as someone who is very straight and gender conforming. I will let y'all go ahead and make the gender call on his queer baitingness. Yeah, but that's my man. Right. He's talented.
Okay. I don't even want to. Yeah, like that's a good in my defense because for a while I was of the class of people who like actively and of course I was younger at the time. You know, I was like in my late teens, early 20s. But I was like pointedly like anti One Direction.
Oh, me too. 100%.
What is this shit?
This shit is ass.
Like,
yeah.
Like with Backstreet Boys 2.0. Like we're over that, first of all.
100%.
12-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. They like tried to make it a little like spice it up. They had, what's his name?
Zayn Malik.
And like, I just wasn't into it. Like and it was also like, it wasn't for me. And like I had an aversion to it. A somewhat performative aversion, you know, because
okay, oh, right? You're like, oh, yeah, God. Toxically masculine, right. Hyper masculine, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
But I've come around, you know, as I've evolved, and I respect it. I think he's. I don't listen to his music. Okay. I know that he has a song called Watermelon Sugar because I watched it, unfortunately, the Grammys this year, and he performed it. And, like, it was nominated for awards, and he's like, Watermelon Sugar!
Hi!
Watermelon Sugar!
And, hi. Like,
I can see why people would like that type of music.
Jordan said it could never be me.
I don't think I like his voice particularly, nor, like, fair. Do I think I'm... I don't know. I just don't think I'm going to give it the time of day. But I do
that's
like
fair.
How he's been existing in pop culture. I think he's spicy. Like, I feel like he's in all these type of relationships. You know, he's you know, there's so many boring white, especially particularly cis white men in pop culture and like who are like, I don't know, just doing the least, you know?
Is, and he's spicing it up. He's giving the girls something to talk about. 100%.
And like he's wearing the Gucci blouse. I really liked his leather. He had this leather suit at the Grammys.
A whole leather suit.
With I think I want to say a mint green. Boa.
Oof. Oh yeah. Yes, I do remember that exact look. Me and my roommate were losing it at that look. We were like, "Yo,
he looks great.
Yo, he's fucking stunning."
Yes, exactly. That soft green I'm looking at right now. It's great. He wears clothes well. Mm-hmm. He clearly has like a cultivated sense of style, which is more than most people in Hollywood can say. Mm-hmm. And to top it all off, he is smashing to smithereens Olivia Wilde.
Hi, I'm Kate Casey, an unscripted TV expert. 3 times a week, I interview the talent, directors, producers, and hosts of television's most popular reality shows, docuseries, and documentaries. I get all the behind-the-scenes stories. I cover everything from The Bachelor, Selling Sunset, and Real Housewives to Tinder Swindler, The Last Dance, and Secrets of Playboy. Join me as I ask all the questions that you want asked. And best of all, I'm the most trusted source on what to watch every week. I will give you a guide on everything from true crime and sports to competition, calling from all streaming and cable networks. The best guests, the best shows and series, Reality Life with Kate Casey.
So, okay. So here's the caveat for Sir Harold. He has a strong affinity for vastly older women, women who are much older than him, which is fine when you're 26. But my man was dating Taylor Swift, who is currently...
Oh, I forgot about that.
Taylor Swift is currently like 32, 33, maybe even 34.
No. Is that true?
Yeah. Check it out. Yeah, Taylor Swift is the fuck old.
Madam Swift?
Yeah, Taylor Swift is fucking old.
Don't do her like that. 31.
Oh, shut 31. Up. Oh, she's only 31? Fuck. This invalidates. Okay, whatever. I'm still going to say it anyways. Mm-hmm. He was dating Taylor Swift when he was like 20. And at that age, it's a little bit of a big age gap. It was giving grooming from Miss Taylor for me. It was giving groom. I just want to drag Taylor any avenue that I can. Mm-hmm. So let me have this. She was grooming my man.
He's got a little pop rock in his step.
Pep in his step. He's taking down Olivia Wilde, and that's giving him his pep.
Right. He's from Redditch, Worcester.
Worcester.
England. I think that's in the north.
Yeah.
They got a weird little accent up there.
Yeah.
yeah, he seems like seems like a cool guy. He seems like he minds his business, too. I don't see him sticking his nose into
period. Black people's business. Very much minds his business. Stays out of Negro business.
He knows his place. I respect it.
Yeah.
Your styles, until you prove me wrong.
Oh, God. Where's wood? How do we knock on it? Oh, ain't no wood in this damn room.
No, I'm not going to
fuck it. No, oh, there it is. The floors. There it is.
Beautiful fixtures here in this apartment, by the way.
Thank you. We have a Be Kind word art. It's beautiful.
I got you.
Oh my God. Wait. Harry Styles looks so phenomenal in this image that Jordan just pulled up. I'm going to put it on the Instagram because taste. My man has taste. And the florals in the background. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God. Taking it back. Anyways, Harry Styles might in my defense because he's phenomenal. Talented. Minds his white ass business. Stays out of black ass business. I don't know if y'all seen that TikTok. Have you seen that TikTok?
No.
It's this TikTok of this, like, she's really young. She can't be out of high school. Uh-huh. And somebody commented on her TikTok, and it's like a white girl commented on her TikTok about her edges and just says, "Your edges." It's a black girl, obviously. Mm-hmm. And she says, "And what about him, Miss Samantha?" And then she's like, because it's looking like, she's like, I don't know what you identify as ethnically, but it's looking like cracker. And she's like, I want you to keep your ass out of my black ass business. Can we do that? So that's my favorite.
It's not gonna get canceled, but not now.
Not at this second. You know what I mean? I haven't got on yet to get canceled. Exactly. I can't.
We gotta get on. One brand partnership before she.
Like one, something. Give me a sponsorship. Yeah. Like something. You know what I mean? Bleep that. It's my favorite TikTok on the planet because.
That's amazing. Yeah, it sounds good.
It applies everywhere.
Shout out to kids on TikTok.
I love them. Yeah. Jordan, you need to be a kid on TikTok. I keep telling you, get on the platform.
One day. Maybe while I'm out here, I'll draw Jordan in the hype house.
Jordan in the hype house? I can see it. Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me.
NBA Finals game. I didn't say that also. Agent Davis of the NSA.
He's talking about shit I don't know about, y'all.
No, you know how people always joke that like the NSA is listening to them, so they'll like shout out their agent.
NSA?
Yeah, like whoever.
I've heard the FBI.
I'm not versing my ops.
I don't know who the fuck the NSA is. National Security Association.
Our phones, National Security. Yo,
alignment. Wow, we're fucking stupid. Wow.
National Security Agency.
Okay. See, I didn't even know NSA was a thing. I thought we were trying to talk about NASA.
No, that's the one that Edward Snowden aired
at. Okay. Now you put it into perspective. Yes, got it. Okay.
Okay. In my defense is one that I've been thinking about a little bit. It was in my head a second ago.
He means that literally a little bit, like right now. Like right just now. Came
but
up with
it. It was in my head and it just disappeared. What was it? Wow. Okay, I remember now. All right, so, you know, I don't usually bring this part of myself to the podcast because, you know, I like to keep things church and state separate.
I love it.
But, you know, I'm really into sports as well. You know, I keep it on low because, you know, it's kind of like a normie thing. You know, I'm a cool alternative. You know,
obviously,
well.
You obviously.
Know, I'm a great person.
Yeah, straight back braids.
I'm in media. Yeah. But I've really been pleasantly surprised by the selection, the English national football selection, currently competing in the European Championship.
Now, football
is in soccer.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah, they're doing great. They, like, there's an expression in England called "it's coming home" because England is the home of football.
It's coming home.
England is the home of football.
Oh.
And you know, like, they gave
it. I like that expression.
And it's been going. It's been like, you know, since it's been in Brazil. Mm-hmm. It's been in Germany. Mm-hmm. It's been Spain. And all these places are like success in football, but really the home is England.
Okay, you know what? That expression has a certain cockiness that I like.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
And so England hasn't been to a final of a major, like, tournament since 1966.
66?
1966.
My mom's age?
Dead ass. That's like saying dead ass.
Damn.
And that was the last time. I think that's when they won the World Cup, and they haven't been back to a final since.
A half century?
Since in either the European Champions or the World Cup.
That's embarrassing,
and
y'all.
And so today they are back in the final for the first time, and it's really exciting. And, you know, like, people like have this impression of English football fans as being like, why, disgusting, you know, drunk, angry, racist, stupid.
They continue.
People, but in reality, it's a beautiful country.
Mm-hmm.
They might have colonized the world and caused so much harm,
and did,
and really destroyed the world in a way.
Now, are there black people on the scene?
Yes, and that's what we're bringing it back.
Right.
So the star player of the tournament for them has been one striker named Raheem Sterling.
A very Negro name.
And would you guess from whence he hails?
Hmm.
Would you guess from whence young one Raheem hails?
What's his last name?
Sterling.
Oh, he's American?
Nah.
Where's he?
Jamaican.
He's should have known. If you were asking, I should have known.
So he's having a great time. He's scoring goals. People were writing him off. They said he's got a anterior pelvic tilt, so his butt sticks out a little bit.
Shut up. Shut up.
Which is the case for a lot of black people.
My name is Tom Buck, and this is The Enthusiasm Project. Join me each week for deep dives exploring the world of what it means to be an independent creator on YouTube, starting your own creative business, and keeping a positive, enthusiastic mindset along the way. New episodes of The Enthusiasm Project are available every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, is that why I was born with a big fat ass? This makes sense. I get that. Yeah.
Yes, but that concludes my rant about the English, the 2021 English football selection team playing in the European Championships.
I feel like I have learned so much right now. I knew nothing about football other than my British boss watches it,
mm-hmm.
And just gets really worked up and like screams at the top of his lungs. And
if he comes in Monday, like if he calls out Monday, I think the game's this weekend. If he calls out Monday, that means he got so fucking drunk.
He'd be mad. First of all, he'd be so upset. Like, legitimately, like, if a black man, if a dark skinned black man could turn red, he would be beat red.
He's a black British person.
Yeah.
What is he? Is he? Where is he from? He's from West Africa.
He's from Ghana.
Okay, I see.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah, there's only so many places.
Exactly. So many places. Right.
UK descended people.
Us.
Because my mom was born in Jamaica.
Oh, do tell.
1961 was, you know, still a colony.
Okay, yeah, uh-huh. And where was, okay, where was their origin? Hmm? Where was the origin?
What do you mean?
Typically. Africa, all right. Well, typically. Now, friend, typically, United Kingdom, mm-hmm. black folks.
Yes.
Yes. Fuck, I don't know how to say folks in a British accent at all. United Kingdom black people know
yes.
where
yes.
in Africa
yes.
They come from.
Yes, no.
And so you're giving very slave descendant.
You're confusing. Yes, we're slave descendant.
You're giving very slave descendant.
We were brought from West Africa to Jamaica.
West Africa, yes.
And then they purposely kind of made us forget what we fucking
okay
were.
Okay,
you know, it's,
and you know what,
colonial.
To that I can relate. Mm-hmm. I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand that. Well, I'm glad that I learned some things about, first of all, we should really name this podcast Jamaican People. Love Hammer, because I feel like it just every episode.
Right. It's six degrees of Jamaican niggas.
Everywhere. Yeah. Just like every degree. Mm-hmm. You think you escaped it? You didn't. No, you didn't.
We're
you know what I mean?
Crevasse.
The gang. Gang is everywhere. So that was good. Thank you for schooling me. I appreciate it. I hope that I was able to enlighten you all in young Harold Styles a little bit, because that's my man's. He's great. He will not be forgotten forever in our hearts. Okay, now let's move into our main topic, the electric slide. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In preparing for this podcast, 30 minutes ago, my mind was the fuck blown. Mm. Okay, because I came in the house and I was talking about the episode to my white roommate,
yes,
a white girl. Okay. And I was like, yeah, we're doing it on the electric. I started playing the original electric slide song,
yes,
which is called Electric Boogie by Marsha Griffiths and Bunny Wailers. My black ass has never heard this fucking song. Never heard the original electric slide song, Electric Boogie. My white roommate, though, starts singing along with it as I'm playing it out loud. And I'm like, huh, that's curious. How do you know this song, Tommy? That's her name. Not Tommy Lahren, FYI. Different one. Different Tommy. Different white girl Tommy. Also blonde. And she's like, I don't know. I just know it. And I'm like, okay. Well, you know, interesting. I'm doing an electric slide episode. That's an original electric slide song. She was like, oh, yeah, I know. I'm like, how do you know what the electric slide is?
Yeah.
I think she knows it because she lives with me. My black ass for the last 9 years. She enlightens me. Yes. That white people do the electric slide at weddings and functions and shit, and that white people do the electric slide.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Wow. No.
I was literally so taken aback.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like my identity is in question. I thought that was such a specifically dedicated black thing.
Yes.
And now
your world has been turned upside
down.
And
then I looked at videos of white people doing it, and it very much looks like white people doing it.
Uh-huh.
I made her get up and like demonstrate that she actually knew what the dance was.
Oh my gosh.
To which she did, yeah. And I was
shook it.
It was a very white version of it, but you know what I mean. it existed, and then I looked up videos of white people doing it, and it's giving very mayonnaise. It's very lacking in seasoning overall, but the steps are there. It's the correct dance.
Well, as we know, Sequoia, what happens when black people like something? Eventually.
You're right. But I thought that we had kept that one hidden away. And so I am taken aback.
Yeah.
I was disturbed by that. Very much so. But anyways, as I was researching this, I really realized that this episode should be more so like black people like line dancing.
Mm.
Because black people really have a thing.
Yes.
For line dancing. And I don't know exactly why.
Because what else do we have? We have Cupid Shuffle.
Mm-hmm. The wobble. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. We have the cha cha slide.
Mm-hmm.
Like black people like a line dance.
We do like a line dance.
Allegedly, the Nene was a line dance. As I was reading this for this episode, like people had listed the Nene as a line dance, and I'm like, feels like a pre TikTok dance, but sure. Like a Vine dance. But
the song, in retrospect, has that, like, line dance.
It has,
energy.
Like, the instructions.
Yeah,
like, we're telling you what to do. Yeah. Which totally makes sense. So I guess that's maybe a line dance is just, like, an instructional song. One where it, like, calls out the instructions. Anyways, so white people do that shit, too. But real quick, let me give you all a little brief history of what the electric slide is. So, as I said, it's actually called The Electric, better known as The Electric Slide.
Huh.
A four-wall line dance set to Marsha Griffiths and Bunny Wailer's song, Electric Boogie. Choreographer, pianist, and Broadway performer, come on, accolades. Richard L. Rick Silver created the dance in 1976 from a demo of Bunny Wailer's song, recording of the song. Several variations of the dance. Some of them have 22 steps. Some of them have 16 steps, 24 steps, or 18 steps. Okay. And in 1989, it was listed as Line Dancer Magazine, whatever the fuck that is, number one dance in the world. So apparently this shit is global. I didn't know. I thought that we had dibs on it. I thought that we knew about that shit. And that's it, but
yeah,
it's global.
Well, the thing, I was also like reading a little bit. And I think the thing that we're both realizing is that we're like second generation electric sliders.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
we are.
It was apparently number 51 on a remix version of Electric Boogie. It was number 51 on the Hot 100 in 1990. And for something to reach number 51 on Hot 100, a lot of people, not just Whack people,
I've been listening to it.
And so we grew up with it, like, you know, as like this thing that happens in black, in our little black bubble, and like it was featured in like the Best Man, like
the final scene in The Best Man,
which to me in retrospect says less that like, oh, this is a thing that black, this is a new thing we're introducing that black people do, and then like, oh, this is an established thing that black people do.
100%. It's not an introduction.
Right. It's canonizing something that was already existing.
Absolutely.
And so like, it's already like, you know, so late by this
point. Maybe like a decade late by that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's the fuck crazy to me. So we don't have a tie to the electric slide for real as black people. Now, quick question before I actually
But it's made by two black people. Bunny Wailing.
That's so true. Yes. That's so true. It is literally the song is made by black people.
You mentioned are Jamaican. Bunny Wailer.
Here he go. Here his ass go.
And Marsha Griffith, a Jamaican singer as well.
Period.
So put that on the island first and foremost.
All right. You know what? Let me put some respect on the island's name. That's my bad. Mm. I shouldn't have made that mistake. Okay. Now, thank you. I'll give you your Jamaican accolades. Okay. I have a question though.
Yes.
What do you think is the best song to Electric Slide 2? I'll give you options, okay? Mm-hmm. Before I Let Go, Frankie, Beverly, and Maze. Uh-huh. Outstanding, Gap Band. Candy, Cameo.
Oh, God.
Or Electric Boogie, Marsha Griffith, et al.
Oh, my gosh. The funny thing is, when you hear, I didn't even know the song until today was called Electric Boogie.
Right, me neither.
I
said
it was called
It's Electric. Electric. Yeah, or something.
Electric. Yeah. And so when I hear that version of it, it feels like a novelty. Like, it feels like, oh, wow, that's cute. Like,
it's cute, right?
Yeah, like, oh, okay. Wow, this thing. It feels, like, archaic when I hear it.
Does. Dated.
I have, like, a memory of being in fifth grade, or, like, sixth grade in my, like, white private school in Hamden, Connecticut. And we learned line dances in gym class.
We did, too.
And I think maybe I'm mixing it up. We never learned, like, the Cotton Eye Joe. And like, we learned how to waltz a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. We did too. Yep.
And I think at one point the electric slide was played.
Tommy said that they learned it in gym class. So
yeah,
this makes sense.
And it like the people who were teaching us gym class in 2007 or whatever were the same people who were like young 26-year-olds. Railing lines of coke and, you know,
they were us.
Yeah, they were like,
you know, I mean, I'm not particularly cokey.
No, I'm not particularly.
I don't do that myself, personally.
I was
but
kind of sketching a white person.
You know what I mean? Right. But they were young people teaching a group of kids, so they're like, yeah, we're going to do the hip dance.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
The dances I remember.
Yeah.
So I think it makes sense that these people were teaching us this song. Yeah, it's funny. But yeah, I think the one that, like, those are all such good options to do this to. Outstanding by the Gap Band.
Right.
Top 10 song of all time.
Period.
As is Before I Let Go by it.
Period.
So, yeah, that's so hard. But I think I would want to, Frankie, Beverly, and Maze, like, I'm reveling in that song. I don't want to, like, do something rigid. I'm like, you know, we got the beer in the hand.
Totally.
We're, like, about to drop our plate of food.
Totally. You know? The plate of food that you have with one hand here, the beer here, yes.
Like, if it comes out, you're like, howl. You're like, yes.
You just got your little sway on with the, yes.
But I can see cameos, like candy, like, feels like kind of like a...
Period. Period. That's the one I was going
to
say, too.
It makes sense to line dance to that.
Mm-hmm. No, I 100% agree. The correct answer is Candy by Cameo, first of all. Now, bonus points. Do you have thoughts about Before I Let Go / Candy by Beyonce? Her remake of Before I Let Go, and it also has a little candy interlude to it.
I forgot the candy interlude.
Yeah.
Beyonce, yes, I like that song a lot. She's like an expert kind of like, I don't want to say canon for the second time in this episode. Like a nerd. she is an expert canonizer of black shit too.
Mm-hmm.
Like that homecoming performance,
100%,
like amazing. Like tour of like black music and dance and like pop culture,
100%.
And I think she like does it it never feels like the hand is heavy. Like, I've actually kind of gotten a little annoyed of late with, like, all the new pop songs that interpolate recently old pop songs.
Yeah.
Like, I listened to one, my friend Ariel was playing one the other day that was, like, Summer Walker.
Yes, and Usher.
And Usher.
Yeah.
And, like, that song actually is okay.
Yeah.
But, like, that whole trend of, like, and, like, Tory Lanez is dumbass.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
And, like, it's just, like, this thing of, like, just, like, ripping a song that was, like, hot, like, only, like, 10 years ago.
Like, the shit just came out. Yeah, it, like, just came out.
And you're barely making any modifications to it. And it's being like, this is my new
this
song.
This is art. This is nostalgic. Love this song. Right. Yeah.
And I think that's lazy. And,
like, I love you, sweetie, but, like, girl.
It's lazy and it's like, low-hanging fruit and it's unoriginal. But Beyonce, like, did a thing that felt like she brought something to this.
It song. Did. Yeah. Mixing Before I Let Go. And because I'm going to be honest. When I first heard Beyonce's version of Before I Let Go, I was unimpressed. I was like, this song did not need to be remade. I don't appreciate it. In fact,
yeah.
Stop playing with me, Beyonce. Don't ever do no shit like that again. Okay. I'm listening to it. I'm like, no, very anti. It mixes in Candy. And suddenly I'm like, oh, shit. She's doing something. Like, this is fucking crazy. And it was so good to me. And ever since that moment, I've been like, this is my favorite song ever.
True.
I love this song so much. Oh, so, if you're going to remake a song, add something to it.
Absolutely.
Like, give me a twist to where I'm surprised. I'm happy. Because, realistically, in the original version, I'm used to that stylings. I'm used to those runs. And now I'm pissed off that you're giving me new stylings and new runs. Uh-huh. So, you need to switch it up more in order for me not to be pissed off.
That's interesting.
Beyonce did that.
Uh-huh.
And she did that.
She really did.
And I appreciate it. It was really good.
And I think we need to, I would like to give space. We were talking about, we've already spoken about white roommates surprising us.
Yes.
I had a pleasant surprise from my white roommate, Elias. Shout out Elias. He owns Cameo's Word Up, I think the name of the album.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Sounds right.
On vinyl. And I
white man with taste.
I was like, why do you have this?
Big taste.
It sounds even...
Oh, it's chef's kiss.
The colors you get off the vinyl.
It's magical. It all comes together.
Yeah, it really is beautiful.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Where do you even find that?
It's
a stumble across, right?
I actually need to ask him the story. I'm like, were you seeking this out?
Right.
There's lots of great record stores in New York.
Mm.
You wouldn't know about that.
I was going to say, you're trying to shit on LA right now. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting very haterade, and I don't like it. I'm not into it. Yeah. Jordan's in LA right now.
You all go, like, Zoomies? Like, what are you...
Get out. We go to Amoeba.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
We go to Amoeba.
No disrespect to Amoeba. Amoeba's the OGs.
Period. Is. And they shut it down, and they moved it. Did you know that?
Where are they moving it to?
Like a block away.
Oh, wow.
But it was, like, a big thing when they were shutting down. Like, people were like... I think it's the original location, yeah. So people were like, what the fuck? Like, whatever. But, yeah, they moved it. Anyways. I do have more about the electric slide. I forgot that's what we were talking about on this shit. Okay. Okay, so I was trying to figure out why black people specifically like the electric slide or just line dancing more generally, right? And I was able to create a very sketchy dotted line.
Mm-hmm.
To piece everything together. Okay. The red string.
Yes.
Okay. And what I've concluded is music and dancing is a really important part in many traditional African societies.
Right. And for context, everyone listening, Skoy has dragged a whiteboard into the room.
Right. Literally, I'm pointing. I have a pointer and I am literally
in circles and lines.
Very much that. And that factoid comes straight from Wikipedia. Okay. Line dancing is thought to have stemmed from folk dancing.
Yes.
Okay, so right now we have two parts. Mm-hmm. Music and dancing is an integral part of many traditional African societies. Line dancing is thought to have stemmed from folk dancing.
Okay.
Folk dancing can be described as a dance developed by people that reflect the life of the people of a certain country or region.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, paints a nice picture of... dance being important to African societies, black people being the primary inhabitants of African societies, and therefore line dancing being a folk dance, the electric slide included.
Absolutely.
And black people have created that. Okay. Period.
Ethnomusicology.
You know what I mean? It was giving musicology for me. I thought it was good. I thought it was good. Yeah, I was proud of myself.
Tenure. What's her tenure?
Period.
Yeah, no, that's so real. And like when we talk about folk music in this country, like you're talking about Black music. You're
always
talking about like a lot of the folk, Appalachian folk and stuff that comes out of this like country is like can be like traced back to like Black people working on plantations and like playing like flipping banjos and you know, like playing things and like coming up with stuff that like white people then saw and like were like busy themselves to imitate.
Of course.
And all those traditions emerged out, and like, so I can only imagine that the dancing, like, came with it as well. And like, as we all know, Negroes are magic, and they
magical Negro.
And they're born with the ability to. They're born with rhythm.
Yes.
They are also happy.
Yes.
And they are so strong and so fast.
And
LeBron needs to shut up and sit down and stop talking about race.
Stick to the stuff you know. Do you know High School Musical?
Yes, of course.
Great.
No, but in actual, you know, but in all seriousness, yeah, I can only imagine that like dance came along with the music.
Like obviously, yeah. Right? It's like a thing where it's like, yeah, of course it did. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was my first theory as to why Black people love line dancing generally, but the electric slide more specifically. And then my second theory that I came up with was line dances are non-partnered, right? Mm-hmm. Versus more traditional dances that often require a partner, like the waltz, like we were talking about.
Yeah.
And that's white people shit, because Black people are going to be on the dance floor regardless, partner or not. Like, Black people are going to be on the dance floor and they don't give a fuck. So, of course, it's natural that Black people like to do a dance.
Yeah.
Where everybody can do that bitch on the dance floor, because that's where we're gonna be anyways.
It's
don't matter.
Hierarchical. You know, like the waltz is like there's a male lead and a female, you know, like who's following. And like Black people have not nearly been as committed to hierarchy and like those sort of that sort of power dynamics as much as white people.
That is a good point that I wasn't even gonna take it. That is a really good point. Yeah. Very much so. Y'all did that, white people, okay?
Yeah, really, you guys were like, I need to be above you.
Right.
I feel like, I mean, of course, these things existed in cultures, like in African cultures, I can imagine, and stuff like that before, as well, in some degree, but, like, not nearly in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, especially around, like, dancing and music and stuff like that, it wasn't, like, it's not, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, women, it was, like, odd for women to, like, play certain instruments in America.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Western thing.
That's like, yeah. No, I very much agree. Yeah. And I feel like in most Black cultures, like African and otherwise,
yeah,
they're matriarchal. Like, yeah. I feel like it's like, even in like Black families, like my mom definitely like ran the household. Mm-hmm. My dad was very present, but like, it was like, a matriarchal. I wasn't going to go ask my dad for shit. Like, if I was be like, mom, can I go here? I wasn't going to go say, dad, can I go here? It was definitely not a 50-50 thing like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like just generally, Black cultures put more emphasis on women than men, and it's a very American thing to have like most of the emphasis placed on men. A very white American thing to have the emphasis placed on men. Yeah. I feel like we kind of alliterated that. You know what I mean? I feel like that's
bodied it.
Bodied it.
First shot. Aside. Do it again. One more time.
No, no.
We the best.
Do you remember when he used to say, we the best, nigga? Do you remember
Yo,
that?
Oh, he did. Yo.
He did. He was like, "We the best, nigga."
Also, you're a Tyler head, right?
Lightly. Okay. I'm starting to get this reputation. I'm like, oh my god, I didn't realize this many people knew that I like Tyler.
Well, you are like a Black LA weirdo, so I feel like we all
very true.
Assume,
there I go. Okay, this
but,
is fair.
I've been loving the subtle beef. Have you been aware of this? So when let me fill you in. I love this.
Gossip hour with Jordan.
Gossip hour.
Tea hour with Jordan.
It's hot.
Wait, I'm obsessed. I want that actually into a segment. I want it. Okay, go.
So when Tyler Crater, what's the album? Igor. When Tyler Crater dropped Igor.
Yeah.
And Tyler Crater is, you know, for all his gifts and talents, whatever you want, the criticisms you can levy at him, the thing you can acknowledge about him that is that he's savvy at and that he's good at is marketing his music and creating a brand identity and creating a story around his music.
Rollouts.
And getting people involved and getting people interested.
Period.
He's been doing that since like the very beginning.
Period.
People have been like, what is up? I don't even know if I like this music, but I'm interested in this character
right.
and what they're trying to sell me.
100%.
And so he's really good at that, obviously. And with Igor, you know, he did the whole story, like the guy with the wig, and mm-hmm. the bridge with the wig, and like all that. And like he's also like, you know, like everyone bundling his albums with T-shirts and but for him, it feels less seedy for Tyler to do because he's been doing that sort of thing for a long time.
He's a fashion boy, also.
Right. He like also could be credited for like inventing this new mode of operations and selling music.
Cam Tyler his thing.
Right. They were the ones. They were on the forefront of like selling T-shirts, selling, you know, like all sorts of weird shit with their music.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the industry is caught up and started doing it now because they're not making money off selling music on its own.
Period. But we've been here.
But he's been doing that. But like, you know, Khaled was trying to sell supplements and stuff like because they had while he was coming out. DJ Khaled's album Assad or whatever.
Yeah, Father of Assad.
Father of Assad, I think, was coming out at the same time, and he was selling supplements and doing all this corny
stuff. Is that right? How fucking corny? Ew.
And Tyler Creator's album outsold his, and then DJ Khaled apparently, allegedly, went to his label, which I believe is Universal Music Group, Columbia, and with it, which is owned by Universal. No, Columbia, which is owned by Sony.
Sounds right.
And I think their label, I think they might actually be label. Let me do my fact
check. He's going to do some fact checking, some verification. Some I-9 work, verifications.
Right. So, he's on Epic, which is owned by Sony.
Okay.
And Tyler's on Columbia, which is owned by Sony. So technically they're kind of like
on
the same label.
They're brothers.
Yeah, but apparently DJ Khaled walked into Epic and was like seething that Tyler Creator outsold him. He was like so mad and apparently had tweeted at one point or something like that, like, or like said something like wrote an Instagram caption that was like, I make music that people play in the barbershop.
Babe.
I make music that people play in the car.
Babe.
That people actually listen to.
Babe.
What did he say? He said mysterious ass shit.
He said mysterious like it was bad.
He said mysterious.
Not some art.
Yeah. He said not some mysterious. He said, I make music that people cheat on their wives too.
Oh no.
I make music that people rub their beard oil in too.
Oh no. People get fucked too, okay?
Yeah, I make music that people traumatize their son by telling him he's not a man enough
too. Period. I got another one. I had to get it out. I make music that niggas don't eat pussy.
Mistreat your wife too. And so he's like saying all this, he's angry, and he like actually deleted it, like because he was like, you know,
because you look fucking stupid. You look so dumb.
And then so Tyler created, and then DJ Khaled has an album out currently called, I believe,
Does He Embarrassing. We didn't know
Khaled.
We didn't know, dear.
People listen to that shit. He, like, gets everybody and their mom to, like, be on
exactly.
It.
So, if you want to hear your favorite artist, you want to listen to that shit. Drake is on it. Whatever.
He has a song with Nas and Jay-Z talking about cryptocurrency on that shit.
Who the fuck?
Just, like, the wash of the wash.
That.
And it went number one, I'm seeing right now.
Wait, that song went number one?
No, the
album. Oh, the album. I know that fucking song didn't go. I've never heard that shit in my life.
That's all title employees running that shit up.
Truly.
But yeah, so it went number one, but then it was succeeded at number one by Tyler Crater's most recent album. And then Tyler Crater I feel okay about Tyler Crater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like the biggest fan. Mm-hmm. But more than anything, I like how he's kind of like, he's like putting the finger into like these
like the mainstream establishment.
I stand. And so he, which is like, at least he's trying something interesting.
Yeah.
He's trying to do something like that's colorful.
Always.
Whereas like everything feels like so
stale and pop and unnecessary. And uninspired. Unthoughtful.
And he tweeted like the other day, like, mysterious music. Ha.
I did not see that. Yeah. That's so funny. He's been tweeting like little digs off his album. And maybe that's a dig that I missed because I just didn't recognize it as such, but that's funny.
Right, he tweeted as a reference to DJ Khaled.
Because
he got
that.
Two straight number ones.
Wow, I love that.
People listening to his music.
As an independent fucking artist who, in like 100% close to, produces and writes
all
of his fucking music. He's not independent?
He's
oh, yeah, you did just say that.
Yeah,
but who produces and fucking writes almost 100% of his own fucking music. Mm-hmm. Stop playing with Tyler. Right.
People listen, and people like it. Like, if DJ Khaled is trying to base his argument off of, like, people listen to my music, people, arguably more people listen to Tyler Creator's music.
Number one, nigga, where you at?
I can't name a song on that DJ Khaled.
Not one. Except, not a single one.
I don't know the name of the song with Jay-Z and them are talking at about all. Ethereum.
So, and you like, an East Coast ass nigga. Yeah. You a whole New York boy.
I'm not listening to that.
Okay.
And I at least gave what you call it, a spin. Call Me If You Get Lost.
It's so, did you like it? I want to know. You did. You like it wasn't like you weren't right. like having like you weren't astral projecting, but no. I liked it.
And I think I'm like a little allergic to people like self mythologizing in the way that like Tyler Creator kind of does on it, where he's like talking about relationship, he's talking about like, you know, like I don't like I get a little like people talking about their personal life as it's the most important thing in the world.
Oh,
you know,
yeah?
I love you so much.
Oh, know? That's interesting.
But I do think he's a talented musician. And yeah. I like, think the, like, yeah, the colors and the chords and, like, all the melodies and stuff. Like, he's, like, so, he's so, like, kept, like, he's so savvy as a musician in that way. And, I think he's doing colorful, interesting stuff that doesn't feel, like, rote, like, the way that some of these other people want to just, like, put out albums that are exactly like the one that you heard before.
Exactly.
And it's like, I don't care for that.
And Jordan knows about musicianship because Jordan is a musician. Jordan, do you want to give him a couple bars off of your critically acclaimed...
Hey, yo! Stop it.
Look. I'm leaving. I'm fucking about to do this with you right now.
Yo, we're in L.A. I don't play... Balling on them, keep it going like O'Shea. Yeah. I'm doing my thing. East Coast with it, handy Connecticut. You what's up, baby?
Dear, we wanted. I don't trust none of these niggas. That's what we wanted. That's what we wanted. Okay.
Those who don't know, right? Forthcoming single.
My favorite. We're gonna insert a clip of it right here because. You all deserve to hear it. I heard it, and you all fucking... The world deserves the fucking album, and Jordan won't give it to us. He's playing with us, so...
It's,
We'll insert the clip here.
Sincerely yours, these motherfucking nuts. I don't love Easy. I don't love Jerry. I don't love Ruthless Records. Frankly, I don't love nothing they got to do with. But you know what I want them to do for me? Jerry Easy, check this shit out here. I want y'all to put these bizzos in your jizzos and work them like a strizzo and tell me with your sizzle. Yeah, you know what? You know what? Fuck all y'all. Fuck y'all. Really though. It's that friend, nigga. You better ask somebody. You really better ask somebody.
Okay, well. I think that is it for the Black People Love the Black People Love episode, Lord. The Black People Love the Electric Slide episode of this here podcast. Thank you for tuning in week after week, y'all. We appreciate you, all three of you who listen to this podcast.
Panama mi gente.
Period. We love Panama mi gente, okay? You can find us on social media at BPLPpod. You can email us. We got our first email, Jordan. Wow. Okay, we got our first email at Black People Love Fairmont. I'll tell you. You niggas fucking suck.
Let y'all know about what black people like.
Y'all don't know shit. Right.
What if I like tuna? That black, is that now, black enough?
Don't make me write that down because black people double up a canned tuna moment. Black.
a little canned mackerel.
Though. Right. I do, personally. Same. You can email us at blackpeoplelovefairmore@gmail.com. And
was the email substantive? Like, what did we get?
The email said, I just want to write in and let you know Sequoia is right. Baltimore is not part of the DMV. I was like, okay, thank you.
So you wrote in with a point of order?
Yep. She's correcting you to be specific.
You
wrote
to correct me? Don't send emails.
Don't email
email.
Us. Keep your
emails.
Jordan doesn't want it, but I want it.
You can. Baltimore is not part of the DMV.
He's upset. He's just upset. It's okay.
Choking a crab. Right?
As y'all do over there. Right. Wait, what do they say over there? Mo.
Mo. No, that's
the
DC though.
Yeah. Oh, Baltimore. What are they saying? Yeah, no, you're right. It's like deed. Oh, let me not even be offensive right now. I'll be trying to mock Baltimore accents.
Oh, they do say something. Though,
they say room weird. It's like all...
Right, and they have a word for, like, they have a analog to dude. Like, they have an analog to... Like,
do they?
They're like, you know, like buddy or like...
Yeah.
They have like one of those.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Watch it. It's going to come. It's going to come.
Email us that. Yeah, that person, email us.
Email us that. Since you know so much about Baltimore.
Email us. Email it back while you're at it. Tell us, what happened with that Ray Lewis case? What happened?
JK,
I don't talk about any people's
business. Whoop. Anyways, y'all, thank you again for that one listener that emails us. Can continue correcting Jordan whenever you feel the need. I'll take all the love email I can get. You can hate email Jordan if you want. You can reach us there at that email. Do you have anything else you want to say, Jordan?
Just that I'm happy to be in LA and it's really nice to be here. The sun is really shining. In a city where so much green trees is far from the air.
ASMR.
I'm really excited. Yeah, just feeling good, feeling grateful.
Yes. Have you done some yoga?
Actually, I've been working on our body meditation.
Okay. A whole needle into the back. It doesn't even affect you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
I'm at a self-realization center in San Rafael, Washington.
Yes. Yes. We're happy to have Jordan here in Los Angeles. He used to live here, but he hated it, so he went home. But welcome back. We appreciate that from you. You also get very LA weirdo. I just want you to know. That's the energy that you have.
I get so tight when I meet people. I'm like, where are you from?
LA? You give LA. You do. LA. You do. You do.
Bitch, I'm from Connecticut.
Which is the Los Angeles of the East Coast.
Yeah, as they always say.
That's what they say.
Camden is the Los Angeles of Connecticut.
Yeah, there it is.
Yes.
People always say they think I'm from New York, which is funny.
It's just because you're mean.
That's what it is. That's what it is. It's like, oh, you're rude. I'm like, yeah, but I'm from here, y'all. Yeah. Anyways, catch us next time. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.